Zorbingorb.
You know, and for what it's worth, I mean, dear listener, it's actually only 50 episodes, but it has been about almost 4 years because I write
Yeah.
the episodes, so I know the timestamps.
50 years.
50 years, give or
There
take.
you go. It's like, I can't think of a better time for us to have, this episode is not only our 50th year of Zorbingorb, but it's also we will be ranking.
We will be bracketing because somebody
We
loves
will be
a
bracketing, and the number one Zorbingorb episode will be crowned king and/or queen by the end of this episode. So
And
this is a story-free episode. It's
the
it's a
first one out of
celebration.
50. And for what it's worth, dear listener, we do actually count statistics. We know it's the favorite episode, but we don't care what you think, and we're going to decide on our own.
That's right.
Because we disagree.
There's a lot of celebrating happening right
Don't use up the share audio too much. We got a lot of clips to get through. Do you want to explain
now.
the rough layout of the bracket for the
Well,
listeners?
pretty much, proud sponsor levelup.gg. We've got a bracket in front of us. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 different episodes that will be going head to head. We'll be playing a clip from each episode and that first round. The ones that make it to the second round will have another clip from the other story in the episode. And then after the second round, no more clips. It is just a battle of wits among
My
episode four.
favorite. Well, who is the tiebreaker? There's only two of us. Coin toss?
Honestly, I think a coin toss.
Think that'll do. That'll do. Or
Fate will decide.
Gorb goes into the back end and see which episode has more listener views, but that might take some time. We could just
Isn't that just the same thing as a coin
Right?
toss?
What matters?
Okay.
All right.
Well, without further ado, I don't see any reason to not just jump right into it,
I think
Norb.
that's fair. I mean, you're clicking all the buttons. I'm just going to be commentary for now.
We've got our first matchup is between Zorb Gets Canceled and Melanie Brackets.
You want to do a little
And
post-reflection about that episode before we kick it off?
I feel like that was the first After Dark episode, really.
That's the first episode where I do not remember anything about that one.
That's season one, episode seven, right?
Yes,
I
I
feel like
believe
I
that
should
is.
have put that in.
Yeah, you know
In
what?
the
It's all right. I
titles.
got the page up on my end too. I
I'll
can
leave
look at
that
that.
up to you, Gorb.
Yes, that is season one, episode seven.
A famous train wreck episode, if you will.
Famous, you know.
It
What's the other one?
is you want to join the circus and she has fever within.
Oh, wow. That's a more recent one.
It is.
Probably almost 3 years between those two. And that is season four, episode eight.
Alrighty. Well,
All
here
right.
is the clip from Zorb Gets Canceled, aka Melanie Brackets.
All right, play it.
Melody's on the harpoon, and they look outside, and a smaller, like babyish squirrel is out there, and the bus driver goes, "Fire!" And they all fire their harpoons, tunk, 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 hits in like all these different areas. Jesus, I'm just imagining that. It's giving
Like a
like,
T-Rex scene from
it's
Jurassic
clearly in
Park.
so much pain, and he's like, "We're gonna need more." So he's like, "Fire the second harpoons," and they load up again, and he's like, "The explosive harpoons this time," and they all fire. It's hitting, exploding all over the squirrel, and it dies. Okay, and they're like, "Reel
How do
it
they
in
get it
now."
back to Boston 12?
Wait, shut up.
Oh, God.
They have to reel in now. That's what the person on the inside does. They have to, they're the anchor, so they reel it in. They're
That's what
like
the anchor
they're
does.
a couple guys with big muscles in comparison to their smaller size. And they reel in the squirrel, and the squirrel's there, and they're like, okay, one down. But every squirrel hunt has to bring home at least two.
Wow, beautiful.
Great, legendary.
I want you to take a guess. What do you think your prompt was for that one?
I think it was something about a hair transplant. I love how it ended up being like the way better plot to like that movie Downsizing. Like, if people
Forgot.
were in school buses the size of like matchbox cars and had to hunt squirrels with harpoons.
Oh, God. For the listener out there, that's one that I will also be playing back after this because I forget what happened. All right,
Okay.
what's next?
The next one is you want to join the circus slash she has fever within. We've
Okay.
got clip one here. Here we go. This is a shorter one.
I would
Short one.
say, remember the
Yeah,
name.
that was the name of the town. It was Fort Minor, Minnesota.
100% reason to remember the name.
Literally. That actually sounds like it could be a real place, which it definitely is.
It is.
Anyway, not anymore because everybody dead, but you know.
That episode, like, I remember the like wandering circus element, and I remember that my story had like a golden hamster. But that's pretty much all I remember about
The
that
only
one.
thing I remember about that one, I don't remember my prompt, but I remember everybody died of cholera. That's what it was. All right.
I do remember that one being stronger than like I went back and I revisited the circus one. It was stronger than I like had remembered, but I don't think it can beat
Listen,
Melanie Brackett's.
I will agree with you on that. That episode, better narrative. But Melanie Brackett's, the lack of narrative, is what really sells it.
Chef's kiss.
I think, yeah,
Not to
Melanie.
mention the other half of the episode in the Gorb story is just magnificent.
Not to mention the beautiful live. Wait, shut up.
I was locked
I was
in.
cracking up when I cut that clip. All right, that's an easy win. There's no dispute
Yes.
there. All right, next
All
round.
right. Next, we've got our next round. One is between the legend, many legends of Mount Airy Bobo and
Ooh,
the
okay.
Crab King of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
So
Two good episodes.
I know, right? This is a hard matchup, but it's only gonna get harder from here on
Oh,
out.
yeah. Classic.
But first, we've got Adi Bobo, which what typical Gorp fashion to know a mountain called that? Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
It's not affiliated with either hotel chain.
They just liked how they sounded together.
It's owned by Professor Head Skinner's cousin, Mary Western.
There you go.
Yep. So it's the best Mary Western. She owns two hotels. This
It's
one's
the
the
only
better
one,
one.
but it's all. Oh, there's two.
She owns two. This is the better one. It's an all-night.
What does she call the other one?
The Mary Western. It's
Oh,
not
I thought you were going to say it's the
the
worst Mary
Mary Western.
Western.
No, it's not. I mean, technically, it's the worst. But you know, she's not. She's also a
It's either
sailor.
the Mary Western or the best Mary Western.
Exactly.
So
You
this
get
is kind of a
both,
nice
right?
hotel then.
Yeah, I mean, it's like deluxe. Like, hence why it has a bartender in it. The other Mary Western is just like two cots.
It's like a
Like,
motel.
yeah, it's you basically get a futon and a blanket for $200 a night.
Here, have a tortilla.
They do love them some corn. Anyway, where was I?
Oh
All
man.
right.
I feel like that one I like remember very much like the scene of like they were in like the hotel bar and like
Oh, yeah.
I think for my episode there was like the wandering clown in the desert, which
Ah,
was pretty
great.
good.
That was pretty good too. And the Russian no for every yes.
That is definitely one of the highlights of that
Yeah,
episode.
solid narrative. All right, let's see what season two, episode eight has got.
Here we go.
Name is like, I don't know. It's like hoopla blah, blah. I'm the Crab King of Illinois. And he's like, what? What's happening? Where am I? And he's like,
Captain?
The dude who's not a frog. Yeah, the dude who's not a frog.
Oh, like the boot man.
The boot man.
I thought you were calling our main character the captain.
No. So our main character, he's obviously confused. At this point, he's pretty despondent, too, because he thinks he's, like, dead and in some kind of
purgatory.
Hellish purgatory.
I'm the Crab King of Illinois.
The Crab King of Illinois. We'll just call him the captain. He says, this is my friend Jeremiah. And the bullfrog responds in perfectly coherent English. Hello. I'm the Crab King of Illinois. Blah, blah, blah. And
he doesn't acknowledge anything that
he doesn't acknowledge care. Anything. Nothing. Time check?
10 minutes, 50 seconds.
That one, I don't know why, is just so iconic in my head.
I agree, but if we're placing it on clips and sound bites, I'm gonna go Airy Bobo. I don't know. As someone who owned a futon, the $200 for a blanket and a futon at a shitty motel really sells it for me. And they do love corn. I'm going Airy Bobo.
If we're going just based on clips, I think I agree with you, but I'm gonna put my vote on Crab King of Illinois.
Ooh, coin toss.
I'm gonna see if I can bring you over to my side.
Okay, you're gonna try and bring me over.
It might not work, but it's all good. Just the image of like this like tiny strip of beach.
Yep.
It's like a hellish purgatory that this poor gentleman that has no name is walking down. And then finally, after just, you know, eons of suffering, he meets a crab king who just says a blue blah at him. I don't know why it was perfect
for me. All right. So I will concede this, right? That was a beautiful plot and it was a great story. And it was my story there, and I feel like I ruined it at the end, because I remember the ending was very dissatisfying. So, I mean...
Great build-up.
It pains me to remember that story, because it could have been up there with Don't Fuck with His Heelys. But I botched the ending. I didn't think far enough ahead.
Yeah.
I got... You know what happened? I lost, as in the TV show, myself. You know? I went too deep.
But isn't that just so appropriate, you know?
It is. I mean, I hate to say it. It's hard to come out of a lost hole.
Do you keep your vote?
I'm still going to stick, and I think it's a good one because we can test out the coin flipped with Airy Bobo, because on the point that both stories, you know, we were a bit older, probably about like 2 years at that point, better narrative. And although they weren't as, you know, it wasn't as beautiful a plot, we did both tie our stories together with enough humor. So I'd say
that's true.
All right,
I'm going to call tails. Here we go.
There's only one other option, so flip the coin.
Listen, I want to have ownership, Gorb. Here we go. The coin is in the air, and
it's
I win.
Tails, you won.
Hey.
Perfect.
Fate is in my hands. Here we go.
Another day for the best Merry Western.
Okay, the next one is The Day the Borth Came and I Owe Money to an Albatross versus Massive Gains and Performance Art at Gates Heaven. This is a hard mashup.
I don't know. I think I already know the winner, but anyway.
Really? Okay. To me, this is, at least, like, having not heard the clips yet, to me, that is, like, that's a pretty hard mashup. But
I mean, that's fair. All right, here we go.
Right.
Underneath the Gravitron, he pulls out a cigarette, lights it, takes one puff, puts it out on the ground, says, it's got worms. And then we're like, what does that mean? Wait, what? And she's like, we got to shut her down. She got worms.
Who heard him say that?
Everybody. He put it on the radio over the entire park. So apparently, you know, the kids.
Legendary, very Gorb-esque character in that
you
one.
You know what? This is one of those ones where... It's a different failure than Crab King, where I feel like I focused way too much on a character, didn't develop the plot. Look at me talking like I write books.
You're too hard on yourself, Corb.
All right, let's hear what Balmington's got.
Here we go.
He put in the work already.
Yeah, he's putting the work already. He does not stop putting in the work.
Yep. That's why they got to teach him to calm down.
Yeah, literally. jacked. Let me tell you, that horse is fucking jacked.
That point was made clear the first time.
I just want to reiterate that because it's not key to the story, but it's important that you know.
He's so ripped and his body so, is like, so balmy.
Massive gains, let me tell you. Anyway.
The balmiest horse.
Balmiest in the whole fucking state. Anyway. So they're doing the training.
Yep.
And, you know, Janice is out there. She's, you know, teaching Ignatius, like, how not to stop on golden retriever puppies and, like, pull a log and shit, you know, because that's what they do in those commercials. It's, like, weirdly Christmas-themed, even though it's already February.
Oh, yeah, because they're around puppies so often, you have to teach them not to squish them. Okay.
Yeah, well, he's just so fucking jacked. He's angry all the time.
We get it!
I really need to hammer that home. How much time do I have?
17.
Just... The, wow. The referencing to the Clydesdale horses is just so good.
And you know what? In contradiction to what I said about the other one, I feel like I focused so much energy on that horse and not on the story, but it still came out perfect.
But it works.
It works so well.
You know, your pre-clip assessment is so right. This is not as close.
This one, I'm putting some fake money down because not in this economy. This one, I think, is going to go far in this bracket.
I just realized that we have not been saying the season and episode numbers.
That's a good call. All right, so this one is season 2, episode 5. Massive Gains in Balmington and Performance Art at Gate 7. So yeah. I'll announce the title, and then you can click play, so that way there's a difference in the audio.
Yeah, there you go.
Guys, okay. we're working it out real time. It's okay.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, this is improv.
This is... true improv.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
it's,
I don't think it's massive, I think it's a no contest. Yeah, it's massive game.
But, you know, I do want to give credit where credit is due. I feel like Borth and Albatross is a pretty strong episode. Like, it deserved to be in this first round, but it did not.
It's not going all the way. Well, look at that little graphic.
I know, levelup.gg.
All right, let me announce the next two. Will you do that?
Yes.
You can read me the titles, and I'll announce the season. And then
How about you? You got the titles, Gorb. I believe in you.
Well, I don't want to hold two screens at the same time. All right, Robert Fulton. Oh, so now I got to look up and see what season that is.
Oh,
this is the beauty of 50 episodes.
Robert right. Fulton, inventor of the steamboat and the legend of Kentucky Dan, which is...
Season 4, Episode 6, Play.
And then Time Loops and Tinfoil and Chang Han's Secret, which is?
I'm getting there. Season 3, Episode 7. These are more close in time frame.
Yes, right. They are.
Play me the first.
I have a very hot take.
What is your hot take?
About one of these. But we'll get there when we get there.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Bartholomew goes, listen, PH. We have to make sure that we fuel the Wilderness Academy's magic somehow. The only way is with human bones. Now I need you to tell me that you are going to be able to continue that legacy after I die tomorrow because of my rare disease. And PH goes, I've dreamed of this moment. I'll do what you need me to do, PH. Just then, Robert Fulton launches from the sky. I can't let that happen. Oh, don't let me down. All of them collapse in complete past outedness. Robert Fulton takes him on his magic flying first real wooden boat that he created using PH's magic wood and lays complete decimation to the entire Wilderness Academy, killing all of its members and their bone collecting. Academy. Robert Fulton was the hero the entire time.
All right.
I feel like that was one of the good, like, gymnastic front flip land on your feet landings that I've done.
That episode, especially the Zorb story of that episode, it's what Melanie Brackets could have been if you were more sober.
Real.
All right.
Just
do we
like
want,
the
before
fact
we,
that there
before
was like
we
a
hype up, Fulton too much. Do we want to play the other one, which is
Yeah, let's do
Pokemon
it. Let's do it.
Secret Time Loops, Season 3, Episode 7?
Here we go.
And Chang'an looks at him. He looks down at him. And he says, "You are my toad now."
What?
And Jane goes, "What?" And he goes, "Oof." And when he says that, he feels his arms start to shrivel down into tiny, tiny little toad arms, and his human body is shedding off of him. And he shrinks down into Chang'an's hands. And slowly,
Five,
Chang'an leaves
four.
him off into the water.
Wow. That was actually really good. I'm impressed.
Okay.
All right.
My hot take
Let's
is
hear
that that story is my best story. It's
For
just, it's like from beginning to end. It really pushes the mystery the whole time, and then the reveal was like set up but not like too obvious.
yeah.
I was proud of that one.
I mean, and so for what it's worth, that is one of our, in terms of listener statistics, most viewed stories on the
Hey,
platform. And I will agree,
hey.
that's why I'm so pissed about Crab King. That's what it could have been had I tightened up the ending. Because I will admit, your Chang Han story, beautiful the whole way through. If we had the attention spans to write books, that could be one.
Just like the fact that he was like an archaeologist that was like desperate, which I think is like a running theme.
Everybody's desperate in these stories. Remember when he gets stuck in the TV? That's not in here, but
I feel like we have to, we should have done this at the beginning, obviously. I feel like it's like kind of, without saying, but heavy spoiler warnings for everything.
you know what? I'm just gonna
We can
put
put
that
that
on
in the
the episode
description.
title. That's fine,
Now, in terms of this matchup, though, okay. I feel like overall, probably the stronger episode is Robert Fulton and Kentucky Dan. But Chang Han being in that episode also leans me in the other direction. So I'm gonna actually leave it. I want to hear what you have to say.
So remember when I said Chong Han was up there in like the most viewed listener statistics?
Yeah.
Robert Fulton is also high up there. And
Yes.
I think that episode, you know what I remember most about that episode? Was when you said Robert Fulton, inventor of the steamboat, and I was like, wait, is that real? That sounds real. And I had to Wikipedia it afterwards.
And it was.
It was real. He did invent the steamboat. And the Wilderness Academy thing, I mean, in classic Zorb, they have to do something with bones. I don't know. I'm going Robert Fulton in the steamboat.
I will also go for that. I
Okay,
think
that's fair.
I agree with that
And I think
take.
that's a good move.
All right, next up is an unfair matchup.
Oh, definitely an unfair matchup.
Okay, I have another hot take, but I'm gonna save it for when the
Let's save
clips
it
are
for the
done.
end. Do you want to tell me the first episode title? I'll give you the season number.
The first episode title is Father Tinsel and the Snarkles,
Season
which is,
4, episode 9.
and then Mancila and the Narwhal Nerd.
Arguably, I think one of the best episodes of all time,
Yes.
season 1, episode 6.
Okay. Let's go for our clippies here.
Yeah, click the first one, play it.
Here we go.
Jubal
Forgot about
Dubel.
this.
Flubel
I'm sorry, I've just been, eating a bit of mozzarella. Jubal Dubel, Smorf, and Dick.
Dubeldorf. It's gotta be
I'm pretty
Flubel
sure it was Jubal with like a DZH sound, but
Dubeldorf. Okay, because you pronounce it wrong, Gorm.
anyway, good old Lubel Schmubelborp and Gary. They're panicking.
All right,
That I love the casual throw in of I've had a little too much mozzarella.
And for anybody who hasn't listened to that episode, that is essential to the story there. But I also just like to snack on mozzarella from time to time. Cheese is wonderful for those of us who don't have lactose intolerance.
Those poor
But I
souls.
do think that clip is a great example of the Zorb and Gore back and forth banter, and it doesn't really reflect on that episode.
Yes.
But
It's
we
still
have.
it's a strong episode,
It is
and
it's a strong narrative episode.
I already know it's not gonna
Oh, it's
advance.
definitely not gonna win. It is so
But
not gonna win. But anyway.
the other episode, like, or not the other episode, the other clip was like the mask reveal, which is ironic because like the other one also has a mask reveal. But yeah, oh my God. Hold on,
All right, and
we'll go to
one
the other.
episode six, Mancila and Narwhal Nerd. This is another one which is, in my opinion, going to the end.
Yes, and heavy spoilers.
Yeah,
Two
heavy
minutes, 30 seconds.
spoilers. Okay. So they're drinking, and Timmy's like, "I'm really gonna miss you, gravy sauce. Like, you changed my life." And like Timmy is always like, he's noticed some weird things. Like, nobody knows where gravy sauce lives, right?
Yeah, like where he
Like,
came from.
not even like where his house is, even in the neighborhood, right?
Oh my
Like,
God.
it was registered, but like nobody really checked it out. And rumor is some other kids checked it out and it was like abandoned. But Gravy Sauce just claimed that his family was gone for the week.
Yeah.
So,
Very
right as he's
mysterious.
about to, like, the next day, he's hopping on the Peter Pan bus to Boston. And he's like, "Who are you, Gravy Sauce?" And Gravy Sauce looks at Timmy. He says, "Who are any of us, brother?" And Timmy's like, "Cut the hippie shit. Who the hell are you?" And Gravy Sauce says, "Well played." And he puts his hand on his face. And like he does like a little push, and like this like steam, like some water vapor pops out.
Oh my
And he
God.
pulls his face off. And it's like a robot. It's like a Terminator kind of shit.
What?
Yeah. So he's like,
Oh
"Holy
my
shit." He's
God.
like, "Holy shit, you're a robot." And Gravy Sauce, with now his fucking freaky robot lips, just goes, "I'm not just any robot, Timmy. I'm your robot." And in that
Oh
moment,
my
all of the
God.
dissociative memories.
Okay. Here's my hot take, which isn't, I don't even think it should be considered a hot take. That is not only Gorb's best story in all of Zorb and Gorb, but that is the best story in all of
That is
Zorb and
my
Gorb.
Chong Han time loop story, where it just tied together perfectly, start to finish. Oh
That
my God. And
it's
also,
just
your
like
story
perfect.
is gold in that episode. I mean, it's no contest in my mind.
Yes,
This
it's
one,
not even
according,
close,
dear
but like.
listener, this one does not get enough views in the statistics. So pick up the pace and listen
Yeah,
to the full
exactly.
story of season one,
Hey,
episode
listener,
six.
you one listener, you listen to this or else. We have one in Argentina.
Do we probably do.
Here's to you.
Here's
That's
to.
actually true. I found
Oh wow, okay.
Now,
Buenos dias.
not only is like that story just like perfectly like bow tie tied up, but like has like a perfect like jaw-dropping twist, it's also just hilarious. Okay, not even close. It
Yeah,
moves
no,
on.
that's a no contest. That's damn, I'm like, there's so many of them that I think are going, I don't know what's gonna win. It's a lot of good
Yeah.
ones here. All right.
Next we've got Piggy Sam and Ziggy Shiner,
Ah.
which is
When the clip is gold. I don't know if you've heard it. Season two, episode six.
and then versus ooh the OG. I can do this one. Season one, episode one, what happened in Idaho and the Atlanteans.
Oh, the first episode, which,
The
fun
OG.
fact, you might not even know this. I'm pretty sure this one was recorded in 2021 before we
Wild.
committed to publishing these. So almost, was that 4 years ago?
That's
Crazy.
crazy. 50
All
years
right.
ago.
Let's 50. Yeah, 4 feels like 50.
50 feels like four.
That's true.
Here we
First
go.
one, Piggy Sam.
And he goes, "Oi, I'm Macy's Cup Patch Boy, I be bad news. I am really bad news for you." And then she
What
goes,
did he even say? What does that mean?
he has really bad news, okay? And she goes, "Was it the ball boy?" And he goes, "You sound quite right like a man, Miss Cuffpatch."
Oh.
She goes, "Well,
Translation?
that's just my natural voice, you know. Why is your accent so funny? I don't know. Stop talking about it." So she goes, it was
All right, can I give my hot take on this
yes.
episode? I'm sorry, I'm cracking up. Both of the stories in this episode are shit, but your Piggy
Yes.
Sam voice is up there. Honestly, it's probably the best Zorb vocal acting of this entire 50 episodes. I don't even. The Piggy Sam voice.
He needs to return.
He
Piggy Sam
does.
needs to be a
They gotta
recurring
bring him back.
character. He'll make a return someday, I guarantee it.
Oh, good. All right.
Right,
Let's
next
see
up,
what the next one's got. Yeah.
we've got the OG.
It takes out a watch, like a hypnotist's watch, right?
Yeah, like a pocket watch.
He swings his pocket watch 3 times and says, "Pig, pig, pig."
Okay, classic pig magic.
Says pig, pig, pig. And Randall stands up on 2 legs and does not fall over. Okay.
Are all the spells and pig magic just repeating the words pig, pig, pig?
It's just the amount of times you say it, okay?
Okay.
It's the OG. And
I mean, sometimes I think about that episode, spoiler, where everybody in Idaho just gets decapitated. What was there was another great clip there that's not in here. What was it? It sounds like it's Babe plus Harry Potter.
if that first episode wasn't as good as it ended up being, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. But like it was it the magic, the Zorb and Gorp magic was there. Even when that episode, it was not even called Zorb and Gorp. We were under our non-alien pseudonyms.
Yes, formerly known as Fraggle Rock, which, just because I'm
Sir
patented,
Angulus.
didn't want to get sued. I don't think you could just spell it with a PH and that makes it okay.
Okay, this one's pretty easy for me.
All right, what are you going?
For me, it's absolutely what happened in Idaho. Oh,
I'm gonna
is he
say
gonna put it up to a coin toss?
I'm not because I'm borderline. I honestly think that both of these episodes are middling. Neither one of them is a gold, but that Piggy Sam voice just cracks me the fuck up every time. But that said, I'm not gonna fight this one. I'm not gonna put it up to a coin toss. I'll give it to you to what happened in Idaho.
Aha.
Yeah, I'll give that one to you.
There might have been a technical error and one bracket was skipped, so
Well,
we're gonna
let's
do
just do
that
that one
one.
now. Okay, here we go.
Which
We can
is
pause after the first round and, we
yeah.
re
It
we got
all
it.
works out.
Yeah, we got it. All right. What's the
Which
next
is
bracket?
Chortle Chortle and
Oh.
Barks Morphleton in True Fear, which is episode.
Season 5, episode 1.
And then So Much Mustache and L'Apocalypse de Rambi Bumbo.
One of my personal favorites. Season 3, episode 3.
Okay, bless. Okay, first clip, we're going to Chortle.
Chortle.
And, when you coalesce into being on a planet where the only two things are either statues of Bob Dylan.
Are there beings? Like, it's just those statues? There's no,
just
like,
statues.
There's no living beings? So he comes into being on an empty planet?
Well, hear me out. So he comes into being, his consciousness coalesces onto a planet where the only, let alone being, but recognizable structures are statues of Bob Dylan or Timothy Chalamet if you get closer to the polar regions. And he's like at 40 latitude.
You know? Right.
This one wasn't like, you know, like hilarious or anything. It was funny, but I was very engaged throughout that one, if I recall correctly.
It was
very good conceptually.
My story on this one, I think, sums up, what is it? Pure Gorb ethos. Let's just start by making things weird, and then I'll focus on narrative and humor afterwards. But yeah, let's see what the other one's got.
Okay, the other one, we're going mustache.
Oh, now this one.
There we go.
He says, Archduke Colonel Sanders?
Yeah,
I thought he was
from the royal family.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little confused. And Colonel Sanders, I'm gonna leave out the Archduke for, you know, simplicity's sake. He says, listen, Eugene, rumor here is that you're an expert on dinosaurs. Is that correct? And Eugene's like, you know, I'm only like 35. I just got my PhD. Wouldn't necessarily say I'm the expert, but yeah, I know a bit. I'm a paleontologist.
Is he being modest?
He's being a little modest, but yeah. There's also probably better paleontologists out there, too.
Yep.
None of them looking as fine and fit and mustachioed as young Eugene, as I will say, though.
Wait, Eugene has a mustache, too?
Everybody has a mustache.
Okay, is Eugene's the best mustache out of all?
No, it's still Vincenzo's. But anyway,
okay, gotcha. You can't top Vincenzo.
Something about that.
Another memorable thing about that episode, that really sticks out to me, is when they let him go just to like tackle him and capture him
right,
again.
I forgot about that. You know what? I that episode, I think, came out very well from both ends. And
I agree.
I just remember starting off with the exact plot line of Jurassic Park, the first scene. And then
don't
just
you mean Indiana Jones?
No, it was definitely Jurassic Park.
Okay. Are you
and
sure?
Then,
okay.
I always felt that John Hammond looked like Colonel Sanders. and then I just gave everyone a mustache. And then I don't even know where that story ended up, but it went a completely different direction.
Yeah.
I have my winner. It's definitely so much mustache.
Yeah, I agree. And I think also, like, there's something to be said with episodes advancing where, like, it's very balanced with, like, both stories being, like, particularly strong. Like, I almost would rather have an episode where both stories are, like, an 8
yeah,
or, like, a 7.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, it's a 10 and a 1 or, like,
yeah,
7 and
true.
A 3. So I think that this one, it's definitely mustache.
I mean, I feel like with Piggy Sam, both stories were 1s. Mine just didn't have a funny voice.
And it didn't advance. There we go.
There we go. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Next round.
Next up, we've got Jazz Hamptons and the Martians
beautiful.
And the Circle of Life.
Beautiful episode.
And Larry, Gary, Jerry, and that's a nice
one. Oh,
mother.
God, that's another great one. All right, so the first one, Jazz Hamptons, is, for the listener, season 3, episode 8, and That's a Good Muffin is season 2, episode 1. Kick it off.
Okay, here we go. Starting out with Jazz.
It's part of the reason why they stopped coming, because they didn't like being big. They didn't like being big.
It's like, too
as soon as they got big, they were like, I know we're supposed to be researching these humans, but they didn't like it, so they would just leave after like one experiment, right? Like, they didn't like
it. It was very
big.
Uncomfortable. Yeah.
That's why the sightings were so weird and infrequent, because they'd stay for like, you know, like one
I'm
abduction.
Too big, I gotta go home.
And they're like, I'm so big, I hate this. So then they went back.
Okay.
But they did abduct people, okay? And if you didn't know this, the creator of Sea Monkeys, Jazz Hamptons, he was abducted by Martians, okay? And that's how he got his idea. Now, common misconception is that people...
Okay.
I'm going to have a hot take after this combo at the end, too.
But, okay, I'm interested.
All right,
in
play the
general,
next one.
That it's... I'm going to say my... Well, I'm going to give a little bit of commentary, which is like, that whole episode to me is just iconic.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Like, from front to back. But next episode we got to go to is Larry, Gary, Jerry.
Ah, yeah, classic.
He turns to his right and he just like panics. He pushes his way past the guy who's asking him a question about the craps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in the bathroom and he looks in the mirror and he is straight up 65 years old looking. Then,
like a good 65, like a silver fox, or like an average
he's
person?
Healthy.
60.
He seems healthy okay, enough. Right.
He's no Jeff Goldblum or anything, though.
we're not talking like a grand old George Clooney type here. But,
okay, all right.
But he's, you know, he's doing well for himself.
Okay, all right.
In a giant panic mode, I just lost 40 years of my life kind of way.
Yeah.
So that episode, I think, might be the best example of the two, well, maybe there are better examples. I can't remember any, but of the two stories being interwoven. Yeah. I remember you being like bringing that back in perfectly. And that's what's very like memorable and great about this episode.
No,
but I
you
need to
forget,
know your hot take.
Sir. You got to play that second clip on your own time. I don't bring it back to your story. But what I remember most about this one was this was my, like, with Narwhal Nerd, I had a rough outline. I knew where I was going, something like that.
Yeah.
The DJ Tiesto, the club bangers at Notre Dame, and the Swedish couple living in Paris baking muffins to, you know what? Because this one's not going to win. The other one's winning. But play that second clip, if you'll indulge me. To
okay.
Tie in the beauty, spoiler alert, of Larry, Gary, Jerry.
Plus. I happen to see Tiesto in the bathroom. And he's like, he looks at him. He's like, yeah, it was a really good concert. And Tiesto's like, thanks, bro. You look like you make good muffins. And he's like, shit, how'd you know that about me? I come from a long line of very good muffin makers and witch burners. And he's like, whoa. I come from a really long line of beat makers and witch burners. And that's how Swedish House Mafia was formed.
Great.
That one, I mean, I still think the other episode is stronger overall by far. But that one, I feel like, is one of my... I don't even remember planning that out even a second beforehand. I was just like...
It just felt right in the moment.
It just the club music and Swedish muffin... Swedish House Mafia. All right, but
oh,
no contest.
Jazz Hamptons advances.
I'm going Jazz Hamptons.
Okay, next up, we've got... Legend of Phil Collins and Squats with My Squatch, which is episode.
Oh shit! Sorry,
I was just pausing for dramatic effect.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
That is season one, episode 8.
And then beware the swarm and don't mess with his heelys.
Season one, episode 3. Oh, these are close in time.
This, in my opinion, is the hardest matchup so far.
This, I agree with this. This is
gonna
be
the
a
hardest
hard,
matchup.
This is gonna be a hard call. All right, play the first clip.
Okay, here we go. We're going Phil Collins.
So he's the gas cloud,
and then the gas form goes, "Son, you must not use that power."
Oh my god, are you doing that naturally? Because that is crazy that you can do that.
And then everyone turns into rain, and Phil Collins is like, I can
feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life. And his eyes start to glow red.
Oh, Jesus.
And come to find out that everyone there was plotting to stop him from becoming his final evil form as he ascends into the sky as a cloud.
And that is how Phil Collins his
body across the entire world and turns everyone into rain.
Oh, God.
That was beautiful. And you finished right on time.
End.
That might be my favorite Zorb story.
I think that is one of your best, if not your, that is a great Zorb story. Honestly, it's, I feel like in that episode, your story, it's one of those ones where you said, what, one story was way better than the other? And your Zorb story really kills that. And I feel like the other episode, it's more evenly matched. Both stories are solid. But that's peak Zorb right there. So it's going to be a hard decision for me too. All right, why don't we
play
the next one and then we'll come to our decision.
Oh boy.
Like war paint shit. And he's like,
one minute.
Ricky's out there looking for him. And like Llewellyn's like, I got to channel my snail. And so like he visualizes pulling up this snail energy from the earth.
Oh my God.
He's spending too much time trying to channel the snail. And he opens his eyes. And Ricky, don't fuck with my Heelys, Sanders, looks at him and says, you broke the golden rule, boys. You fucked with my Heelys. And just as he lifts up the massive rock to bash in Llewellyn's head, an army of snails comes on to fucking Ricky.
And that's what it means to be a man.
And eats him, devours his flesh, and then disperses.
Those are fast-moving snails.
Yeah, I mean, they're the traditional Denmark.
The rock was heavy, okay?
Oh, God. The only thing I really remember about that one, besides the Heelys, was I had a French kid whose name was Garçon. Which, you know, in retrospect.
Had a character named Garçon and one named Llewellyn.
I think it's because I watched No Country for Old Men the night before. Oh, God, this is a tough choice. I'm going to let you speak first. What do you think?
Oh, man, this is extremely difficult. I think if I'm going on, like, episode, I don't know. The Phil Collins one is so, so good. But, like, Don't Mess With His Heelys, like, rivals it, but then, like, the other, I don't know, dang, I am really struggling.
All right, so, if let me know if this will help.
Yeah.
My choice, and it's a close call, but I can declare which one I think is overall episode.
Yes.
Because we already agreed beforehand. We have the precedent of not going on clip alone. If so, Piggy Sam is gold. I can't even do that voice. I'm not
Piggy
even...
Sam might have won if it was just clip.
It was just clip alone. Piggy Sam would end up with, wait, shut up. Just clip alone. But I'm going, beware the swarm. Because your story there, I remember cutting out this clip. No, it wasn't even that clip. It was a different clip when I was looking through this.
Yeah. Where,
like, you just don't mention for the first 15 minutes that the kid is blind. We just failed to address it. It's a solid Zorb story plus a solid Gorb story. And although Phil Collins is a golden Zorb story, I feel like I fell flat on that episode. I don't even remember what my story was. So I'm going.
It's Squatch Bro.
Squatch Bro, it doesn't hit the same for me as Heelys or Narwhal Nerd or even, that's a good muffin. Or even Crab King, which is one of my greater life disappointments that I couldn't make that better. But I'm going Swarm and Heelys.
I got to throw it up to the coin toss.
That's fair. I can support
It's like a needle between them, but to me, if I were to pick like which I would listen to, it would probably
All right,
be Phil Collins.
Choose.
So
What do you want? Heads or tails?
I'm going tails.
You're going tails again. Flip.
Here we go.
Oh, whoa, okay.
I love
All
that
right.
The coin has chosen.
The coin has chosen.
Okay, that's beware right. The Shore moves on, and I am not upset about that.
I mean, that's
happy.
Fair. That's fair. All right, listener. Well, actually, it doesn't matter to you because I'm just going to pause it. We're going to pause here for a short intermission before the second round.
Commercial break. We're back for round two.
And at that point in the movie is where my story starts to differ because everyone, even the female paleontologist, they just all got mustaches.
I was about to say the dinosaur one.
The dinosaurs had mustache. Everybody has a mustache.
I love that I'm looking at the round two and round three, and Melanie Brackett's got a bye in round three.
You know what? That sounds fair. On its own merits, in terms of narrative, that story is probably one of our worst collectively.
Oh boy. Okay.
The sound bites are hilarious. All right.
Yes. Round two.
All right. What's
the first
first
matchup is, well, we don't have to say the episode or season number
okay.
anymore because
you
that's
know
already
what.
Been established. And we got our second clips for these ones. And then once we get to round three, no more clips, just pure debate.
Speculation, pure debate. Okay.
Pure agreement or debate.
All right.
Okay. We've got Crab King of Illinois and Birth of Sparta versus Massive Gains in Bovington and Performance Art at Gate 7.
All right. Let's hear
All
it.
right. Here we go. Here we go.
Birth of Sparta. Ah, great story.
Yeah, we have Alexander the Moderately Cool, Family Man, and Ryan. And on the other side, what was it? It was Sneaky Pete. Tiny Dingle and Roarus Chris.
Okay. Thank you for remembering that because I will not.
Okay, I got it in there.
Okay, right. Now they all immediately knew, right? Ryan is known for, you know, he was a very eloquent speaker, but he had a stutter. Okay, so that's why they called him Ryan.
Okay.
So, you know, Family Man, he just had like 40 kids. Okay.
So does he take care of him, or is he like not a family man?
This one is not as strong of a Zorb story, but I think this one is like the names are almost to Gorb level, which Gorb has a you have like a monopoly on great names. I'm glad I had a story where I had Tiny Dingle and Family Man.
Don't forget my personal favorite. Roarus Chris.
My great lollipop.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, next one is...
The next one is one of the finest Zorb stories out there.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Him, because he showed up to another show a few times later and he tried to take Tess, right? He tried to, like, pick her up and bring her off the stage, and Barry had to hit him with the stock of his bass, and he ran away again that time.
What does this character look like? What does this guy look like?
Picture Orlando Bloom, but not handsome.
But not what?
But not handsome.
Oh, all right. So I'm getting like a kind of like a druggy kind of pervertish look. Is that
it? It's exactly what I said. That's all you need.
Okay, Orlando, okay. Bloom, but not
belly beans start to roll out of the suitcase, right?
Okay.
Well, the end of that quote. Jelly beans start to roll. Okay,
there's so much to unpack there, but I already know my choice.
What I'm finding is that this episode, season two, episode five, is underrated.
Oh,
like both stories very strong and funny. And yeah, I gotta say it beats out Crab King and
Sparta. Oh yeah, hands down.
Okay, level up.
All right.
Well, that actually works out perfectly. when we start round three, we can play the extra clips just to have some clips of Melanie Brackets. All right.
Oh, perfect. All right, that sounds good.
Next matchup is Robert Fulton, inventor of the steamboat in Kentucky Dan, versus Mancila.
Oh.
And the Narwhal turn.
It's both good episodes,
I think,
but I still feel like
yeah.
it's a no contest.
This,
but anyway.
this is over before it started, but it's
yeah.
still,
play
it's
it
still
out.
Worth it. Here we go.
Was it? Frankie Muniz, he takes the call. It's Sloppy Jerry. He's like, yo, Sloppy, what's up? And Sloppy's like, my name is Leonard and I work at an insurance company. I'm 34 years old. Fuck you, Frank. Anyway, Kentucky Dan.
Wait, like he doesn't like being called that or he got the wrong number?
No, he doesn't like being called that. His name's Leonard. I'll explain why they call him Sloppy Jerry a bit later in this story. Right now, all you need to know is...
Okay. You know, I'm gonna have. Yeah, I'll save my opinions for the end. Play the next.
Okay. Show. Okay. I do have a comment, which is the notorious, but also hilarious, Gorb. You know,
naming
motif. Motif of using celebrity names for people who they aren't.
Oh, which... don't you worry. Wait until we get to the bonus clips before we play it out. On the
I was about to say, it's probably a shame that we didn't include the
oh,
clowns.
It's in the bonus clips.
We'll okay, and Johnny too.
But
okay.
Also, in testament to Gord names, Sloppy Jerry, whose real name is Leonard and is an accountant, is very my basic storytelling premise. Start with
it's
the bizarre and then focus on plot and humor afterwards. All right, what's the next one?
Here we go.
They're just not doing
this. This is 1968. Security! Who does that?
Okay. All right.
So he Mencia, now now Mencila.
Okay. All right,
one of them immediately notices it's him, and he goes, Mencia, you took the serum. What did you do? And Mencila just goes, I'm hideous, and he tunnels through the ground out of there.
I'm a monster.
he tunnels and
Wait,
he tunnels.
Hold on. How does he tunnels?
Yes.
Is that like a? But he got seal powers? I don't think seals tunnel.
I don't understand. Human DNA, seal DNA, you put it together, you get tunneling.
So he's a mole person, not a seal
No,
person.
He's not. He's a seal man.
Okay.
You know what? This is a great clip.
Yes.
Sad it didn't include the classic Zorb Mancila seal man screech.
Oh man.
What was your prompt on that one? Was it was like something about the New York City subway system?
I can't remember. But that we that episode is peak. We know this.
It is.
It's so funny to me because that episode would be perfect if it weren't for Ricky and or Zorb accidentally clicking a weird button at one point. Other than that, that episode is flawless.
I don't even remember the weird button. That's
oh, there you go. There's not one. Don't think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
No contest on my end. I mean,
yeah, and the other one's still like strong, but
it's strong.
Just, it's
but again, I feel like that Kentucky Dan one is a. It's just a you know a remodel of I owe money to an albatross in my hot opinion.
But albatross being the better one, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Mancila automatically made it to the semifinals just by how the bracket is set up.
I mean,
which I think
fine.
Is apt.
You're the bracket guy. I don't know.
Next matchup, we've got So Much Mustache versus OG What Happened in Idaho and the Atlanteans.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
This one is going to be interesting. Here we go.
Just... like, I want to give you a kiss really bad. And he's like, you got me feeling so free.
I think I need to hear it in the Darth Vader sign voice.
I'm gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free.
Okay, alright.
And he
I think that might be an underrated Zorb story too.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is.
It's like if I recall correctly, like just the fact that this poor boy had to hide inside a death bunker.
I will also say, for what it's worth, I think that's one of our better covers.
There you go. It absolutely is. Cover art makes the album, you know?
It really does. Oh, God.
Okay, and then the next one we've got the OG. Here we go.
The OG, number one.
Here we go.
It takes out...
Oops, that's the wrong one.
Like a Viking level civilization where they just raid planets and shoot them. Like, if they
how'd they go from
beings.
Zen to that?
Well, it was out of necessity. Space is a very harsh place, you know?
Okay.
They're not like killing a lot of people, but like if they encounter enemy forces, they use their mind lasers to like shoot down their ships. And most of the time, they're just.
I think probably the winner here is Mustache.
Oh, hands down. You think?
it's so funny to me because like the first episode Gorb story wasn't as strong, but then after that you went on like a hot streak.
Yeah, I did. Oh. Who was the one where somebody got stuck in a GameCube?
That's the second episode. That one's great with that. That might be actually the best like interlacing stories that we have.
That was a good one.
But the winner there
it's
is
definitely
Mustache
Mustache
and Rambi Rambi Bumbo, which top five Zorb name.
Oh yeah. And also I want to reserve my right at the end because I think there are some great Zorb clips that did not make it in here that I will play before the outro. You know,
yes.
In a grouping a discussion.
In the bonus section.
Yes. Welcome to Chile and Mr. Magorbius.
Yes.
One of my personal faves. All right.
A sleeper. All right. Next, we've got Jazz Hamptons and the Martians and the Circle of Life versus Beware the Swarm and Don't Mess with Azeelys.
This one's going to be a tough one.
This one's tricky.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Time travel, intrigue, wheat.
But not necessarily in that order.
Not necessarily in that order, no. It's an ellipsis, remember? It's an ellipsis.
Yeah.
Circles, continuous. Actually, that's the fifth thing. The fifth thing is circles. That's
what if you what if you never told this story?
So
go ahead, Gorb.
To recap, the five things that contribute to the story of Life Serial, the origin story.
Yeah.
Murder, time travel, circles, wheat, and intrigue, not in that order.
Wait, is circles the fifth thing?
That's the fifth thing. I forgot about it.
Oh my God. I mean, if you think about it, it's really the most thing because there's a lot of ellipses on there.
Yeah. Actually, that's the sixth thing, ellipses.
Wait,
but
wasn't
the
That's like okay. The Cloud Atlas Zorb and Gorb edition.
Side note, you know, let me pull back for a second and say this one is one of the underrated ones where the stories kind of tie in together at the end, too.
Yes, yes.
Something
it
about,
all comes
about
together.
Sea monkeys and math and wheat was very important. I forget the intrigue. I think it had to do with the Soviets. And
there
wheat.
You go.
All right, what's next?
The next one is... Beware the Swarm.
Great episode.
On national news.
Okay.
Because Candle McDormal is reciting the Swarm. And if you don't know what the Swarm is, you were never born in the year 2039. Okay.
Okay.
So he's reciting the Swarm.
Well, wait. How Candle McDormal wasn't born in the year 2039. How does he know the Swarm?
He wasn't born in the year 2039, but he was alive in the year 20.
the name Candle McDormal is pretty peak.
It's a great Zorb name.
And the climax of that story, I recall being pretty good.
The climax and the intro, where you don't know he's blind, or something about him being blind.
Yes.
But, I'm gonna venture out. Might be a hot take. I don't know. I'll say it. I feel like, as much as I love my French little boy, who I was imagined as chubby, named Garcon, in Don't Mess With His Heelys, and I love that story, I think Jazz Hamptons and the Circle of Life cereal trademark is par excellence, one of the better, where both stories are on point. They tie in together better. I'm going Jazz Hamptons. That might be a hot take, but that's my opinion.
I'm very torn on this one. I think I agree. I think that I'm gonna send Jazz Hamptons and the Martians in the Circle of Life to the semifinals.
But I feel like both episodes are good, but Jazz Hamptons takes it for me.
Yes. All right, we've got three of our four semifinalists. We just have one round three match, which is going to be tricky.
So here's what I'm suggesting. Let's go with brackets versus Balmington. And for brackets, there's three clips there. Play the other two. And then for Balmington, we can just play the same two again. And we can do a full episode compare.
Here we go.
Yeah, so play. This is clip season one, episode 7. Clip 2 and clip 3 on Little Melanie Brackets.
Here we go.
He goes, how many nickels you want to give us? And Anthony Hopkins goes, more than 5. And they're like, we're in!
That's a lot of nickels!
Exactly. And it's like, okay, cool. Hop into the
yes, I can feed my family!
Yeah. Hop in this black sedan with me and leave your old life behind.
My 5 like, sons at 14.
Yeah. So they're like, ooh, gee whiz. Okay, let's go. So they get into like Quantico or whatever the CIA base is. Quantico's the FBI. I know that. But
yeah, whatever.
Pentagon. They're in the Pentagon. And there's these four guys. And they look similar.
You don't want to
so
see like, the hexagon.
Yeah. So they're like, he's like, are you guys brothers? And they're like, oh, no. Now they talk with a weird Canadian. But... It's like, all right, what are your names?
South Canadian. Oh, no.
Okay. How much time do I have?
13.
Okay. He's like, what are your names? And he goes, I'm Lannibal Hector. This is Lannibal Vector.
Oh, this my is... God.
Let's, play the second one before we can give commentary on this episode. I have some thoughts.
Oh boy.
This is brackets clip 3. You got it there, Zorb?
All right. This is clip 3.
Clip 3.
Melanie Brackets.
And advertising, so they produced the album. The album was called My Sweet Lover. George took the lead on a lot of the songs.
can you give us the lyrics?
That was I'm not gonna get into any of the songs.
My what sweet a... lover.
The first two songs were Please Leave That Door Closed, and the second was Why Don't You Hop on My Caboose?
Why were the first two songs called that? You know, here's Please Leave The Door Closed. Which one? We're just going to perform both, so shut up.
Song number 3 is Oh My God, Open That Door Again, You Sexy Piece of Shit. Okay.
That's pretty grindy for that time. The time
yeah,
period.
Yeah, because of the hypnotic messaging, it's sold like hotcakes, which is also something they.
And that's what they would have called it.
So it sold like hotcakes, and so now that the whole world, right, like the music just played everywhere. It's kind of like Michael Jackson's Thriller in the sense that pretty much everybody, except Uncontacted Tribes, has heard it.
The whole album or like a specific few songs?
Kiss Me My Sweet Hot Cake was their number one, and yeah, it's been pretty much played everywhere nonstop.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so now the issue is, how much time do I have?
6 minutes.
Okay. So now the issue is the whole world.
Okay.
Open that door again, you sexy position. And we laughing like throughout that clip.
All right, I think, you know, I think because we know which one is the better story here.
Yes, we do.
I think we're going to have a runner-up, though, for best clips. And I think it's going to have to be Melanie Brackets.
Yes.
Every scene. What was it? Anthony Hopkins is also... that's a lot of nickels is also a great catchphrase. You know, we know which story is better, but
if you're going on plate like pure comedic entertainment value, it's Melanie Brackets, but episode as a whole, value in general, it's gotta be massive gains.
It's definitely massive gains. All right, so now this is this the debate period?
This is the debate period, but I have a feeling there's not gonna be too much debate. I have a feeling we'll agree, but on most things, but we'll have to wait and see.
All right. I think you know, well, I'll let you read out the competitors. For the first
the final four, we've got massive gains in Balmington and performance art at gate 7. We got Mancila and the narwhal nerd. We've got so much mustache, and L'Apocalypse Dave Ramby Bumbo and Jazz Hamptons and the Martians in the Circle of Life.
Okay,
that's our final four. And in the first matchup, we've got massive gains versus Mancila. I think we already know the answer to this.
You know what? You might be thinking we already do, but it's... I'm going to have to say here. I have some takes.
Okay, hit me with your takes.
I think Mancila is, you know, widely renowned by us as a great episode.
And the listener.
Maybe, I don't know. Our statistics don't go back that far. But I will say, I think... massive gains in Balmington. It is, I think, for both of us, and performance art at Gain 7, it is the second Mancila. It was, I feel like, one of the few times where we did it again. Both episodes equally funny, also equally great. Well, the plots on Mancila and Narwhal Nerd are a bit better, but...
yeah.
You know, and I hate to say it. I mean, I'm going to have to go with you. I think it's going to be Narwhal Nerd and Mancila, but it feels like a shame because I think part of me feels that maybe these two should have been the final two. But
yeah, there are a few that fell earlier on that probably deserve a top four spot.
Yeah, just deserve a recognition. But yeah, move Narwhal Nerd.
Strengths of their own.
Yeah.
But yeah, Narwhal Nerd and Mancila moves on to the finals.
Okay. Now.
And then in the second bracket, we've got so much mustache and Ramby Bumbo versus Jazz Hamptons and the Circle of Life. I'm conflicted here. I want to hear what you have to say first.
Okay, first, I would like to, for the listener, repeat the full title. It's So Much Mustache, ampersand, L'Apocalypse de Ramby Bumbo. And, yeah, the second one was accurate. But
yeah, there you go.
I actually felt more conflicted about the first one than this one. Mm. Because, although, you know, both stories are great on Mustache and L'Apocalypse de Ramby Bumbo, Jazz Hamptons is one of those stories I think back to whenever, like, I put on a shirt that's too tight. You know, if anybody was like, why aren't the aliens here? You know, sometimes I find myself wanting to say they just don't like being big, you know? And, you know, there's so many aspects to a good life, you know? Circles,
yes.
Wheat, intrigue, murder, ellipses, not in that order. I just think I'm going to go Hamptons. All the way, Jazz.
I think you convinced me. I think that's an easy send, and then I think the finals is an easy send too.
The finals,
Too much of a juggernaut.
Okay, so you know what? I'll let you sum it up. I'm gonna do something real quick. So while you go look up those finals, give me 1 second over here.
The
Read it out to
finals,
me.
Mancila and the Narwhal Nerd versus Jazz Hamptons and the Martians and the Circle of Life.
Any opinions?
To me, it's just the Mancila and Narwhal Nerd episode is just it's straight heat the whole time for both stories, which is it's you know never an episode is unentertaining. There is not an episode of Zormancorp that I do not find entertaining for its own reasons. But, you know, if I were to pick an episode to, you know, be the one to introduce someone to it or, you know, like something like that, it just has to go to Mancila
I
and the
mean,
Narwhal Nerd.
and I'm not gonna disagree here. I was just pulling up, looking at the stats I have, which to be fair, they don't go back that far. And the number one of all time, according to when I started keeping track, is Robert Fulton and Kentucky Dan.
That's
But
wild.
that was way after Mancila, right? And so that is an important thing. So we didn't start tracking stuff
Does
for a
that
while.
include Spotify listens?
It's hard to tell because one of us has access to the hosting and the other has access to the Spotify. But either way, I will agree with what you said. If I was going to pick any episode that was the ambassador for the show overall, it's definitely Mancila and Narwhal Nerd. There's just no way.
It
And I
and
think
we have our
we
winner.
have our winner. We have our winner.
The first winner of the first 50 years of Zorbingorb
We'll see you
has been
back.
announced.
We'll see you back again at the 100th. So, why don't we play some of our bonus clips before we
Some of the
play
bonus
ourselves out?
clips. Let's do it.
Unlabeled, just given a title, and just click on one of them.
Here we go.
The top shit. So here's our kids. We got Becky, Cassandra, Melanie, Brent, and Johnny D.
Okay, good
Not
luck
Johnny
remembering
Depp.
all
It's
those
definitely
names.
not Johnny Depp, but we're just going with Johnny D. Okay?
Okay,
So
what
we
is his
got
last name?
it's not relevant. I don't want to really
Gotta
reveal any
know.
information.
Otherwise, I'm just gonna think it's
I
Johnny
will
Depp.
just say it's not Johnny Depp. Okay, don't dig into it.
I need.
The first iconic doing of Gorb and celebrity.
Okay, since you placed the first one, I'm gonna put to go together a I want you to click the number one on Clip Royale. This is a dangerous game, Gorb. Wait, hold up, because I think this one and the Sacagawea dispute are perfect examples of a host some host banter.
Ricky, can you find a button that has a very unintelligible cryptic meaning? And then basically we'll just take a shot and guess what we think it's gonna be. And whoever's
What?
closer gets it.
What do you want me to do, Gorb?
So, didn't you say it was hard to predict what the sound of it? But
It can be. All right, here. There's one in Russian. This is a
okay.
very dangerous game we're playing,
We'll skip.
Gorb.
You know what? We'll skip it. We'll skip it.
No, we're in too deep. We're gonna do it. There's a bunch of Russian characters.
Okay. All
Good
right.
luck, everyone. We're supposed to guess what we think it
Yeah,
is.
just give a broad spectrum.
Broad strokes.
Broad
You
strokes,
know,
yes.
any sound. Okay. My guess is something of the horn variety. That's the best guess that I got.
Okay, I'm gonna go. It's gonna have some kind of automobile.
If I recall correctly, it was like a squealing hog.
Yes. Oh God. Do you want to pick one from the list? I've got one more. I'd like to, but two more. I think that are worth it.
I don't know what this one is, so I'm curious about it. Here we
This one
go.
is one of my
You are.
favorites.
Here we go.
Be one. I just want to live with them. I just want to destroy everything, Garen. Don't you want to destroy everything? And Garen goes, ah, no, I don't. And he...
I don't remember what that's from.
No, I cut that out like 2 weeks ago. I still have no context what that was from. I don't remember. I think it was a random cut that I pulled. It was an error cut. But
I love that.
it's the classic, I just want to be one. Don't you want to destroy everything, Garen? It's a classic Zorb. I
What's
think
your pick, Gorb?
my pick, as long as we play the Sacagawea dispute as the final clip, because I think that's one of our golden moments,
Because
is the
it's
classic.
made of gold.
Literally. I only have one more force suggestion, which is put these two motherfuckers together.
Okay, here we go.
Other agent who also figured this out. Okay?
And
So
they met
basically,
probably on
the
not a
UN was
top
just like,
five
put these two motherfuckers together. Solve the cat problem. It's me, leader of the UN, Mr. Magorbius. Okay?
Wait, what's the leader of the UN called?
Mr. Magorbius. He's the leader of the UN.
What
And he
nation is
sounds
he
like a
from
mobster,
originally?
but he's Magorbius.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
I love how Magorbius isn't an adjective there.
Oh
Oh,
my God. That
man.
was a great
Okay.
episode by you too. Something with cats and pumpkins and interdimensional crime.
The mystery for that one was pretty good.
All right. Do you want to take another pick and I'll close it
I'll
out with
do
that?
oh my God, the Hindenburg, and then we can close it out with Sacagawea.
I think that's fair.
And she looks at him and she goes, oh my God, the Hindenburg. And he's like, what? And then another dude named Sean is like, he's on fire, and just starts jumping on top of a Veronica. Even though he said he in the sentence, it's a total shit show.
Nothing is making sense.
Nothing, yeah, no. And so the weird part is though, Ronnie Roderick, Ronnie, whatever the hell his name was, the guy who
RR.
worked in Vine,
What's that one from?
I think it's cryptids in the cul-de-sac, and I used to work at Vine.
Oh, okay, yes.
Side note, Roddy Roderick is also a classic Zorb name. And I think instead of us playing you out tonight, dear listener, I think we'll play, in my opinion, in Gorb's opinion, the best Zorb Gorb, let's decide on a question banter so far, the so-called Sacagawea dispute, and then we'll say our farewells on
Yes.
episode 50.
50 years. Here's to 50 more,
To Sacagawea.
Gorb. Golden dollars. That's not what they're called. What are the dollar coins called again?
Silver dollars.
No, not silver dollars, the one with Sacagawea on them.
Wait, what? 50-cent coins. Oh no, is that JFK? I don't know.
No, those are 50
Yeah, they're
cents.
silver dollars are the ones with
But they're not
Sacagawea.
silver, they're gold.
No, they're not.
Yes, hold on.
That's the.
I still hold that I was completely right on
Oh no,
that.
you were. We looked it up.
More years.
50 more years.